Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Wi-Fi is booming.
See, I always thought your Wi-Fi was booming.
It's very nice of you to say. Not really how to respond to that, but I'll certainly accept the compliment.
I didn't really know what I was saying, to be quite honest with you.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Well, two other guys that their Wi-Fi is booming. Mully and Hall talk Cubs baseball and Chicago sports every weekday morning from 5:30 to 10 on 670 The Score in the Odyssey app. It'll really be booming about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, I hope.
Why would that be, Ron?
They got a special guest.
Woo! That wouldn't be you, would it?
Zach might have fell off his chair back there. I don't know what I am. Might be. Might be Zach. No, I didn't know. Yeah.
Quite a reaction.
Oh, that's awesome. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. He is one of God's great men. It's always a delight and a joy to talk to the great Ron Coomer. Cubs radio analyst joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Ron, good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I have to apologize. Sorry for bringing you guys into my crazy stupidity.
Oh, we love it.
Oh, it was a joy. What a thrill. So, listen, that was fun yesterday, the power attack on Paul Skeens, right? I mean, you know, you needed to win the series. You're winning these series, and you wanted to win that series. And then, unfortunately, you lose a game, so now you got to beat this guy. And they beat him. I mean, he looked like he was struggling with location, but he never has, you know, he wasn't striking everyone out like he usually does. He'd never given up three home runs before, and he gave up three solo homers in the fifth inning.
It was a very good effort by the Cubs yesterday. And you're right. Game two of that series was very disappointing.
Right.
You really thought, in the eighth inning, that you were going to win that game. You just did. You know, the good teams win those games, and the teams that are struggling usually lose those games. You've been on both sides of that coin, and, you know, Dansby, 9 out of 10 times, knocks that ball down, keeps it in the infield, and, you know, the runs don't score, and then you play on to the next hitter, and, you know, things usually work out, and it didn't, and it was a shock, and that was, you know, one of those things, and you go into that last final game against Skeens, but he did not. Something was off with him yesterday, and the Cubs took advantage and tipped your hat to the Cubs. He threw more breaking pitches and off-speed pitches than I've ever seen. And for a guy that's throwing close to 100 miles an hour, you know, to me, it just seemed odd. The other thing that seemed odd is they didn't go out and talk to him at all as the Cubs were rallying. I thought that was odd. You know, I'm no pitching guy, and I'm no pitching coach or anything like that, but I just thought that was odd. He gave up three home runs. They didn't go see him. He walked the bases loaded in the third. They never went out to go see him. I just, maybe he said he didn't like people coming out there. That very well could be, but it was an odd game, but a really, really good game for the Cubs. And, you know, at the end of the day, Colin Ray outpitched him, and that was awesome.
That's quite a statement. Not that anybody would have expected that a month or so ago, but you're exactly right. As usual, Coombe, got to commend you for the job you did Wednesday night. You and Pat, very delicate situation that I'm sure neither one of you have ever been in before, despite how long your careers have been. 20-year-old fan falls. He's still in critical condition. Scary sight at PNC Park. Just wondered a day later how rare that was in your career and how you were able to do such a really commendable job in real time describing what had to have been just the scariest of sights.
No, it's I've never been a part of anything like that where, you know, to that extreme. I don't think anybody, you know, very seldom do you ever get put in that situation. It was scary. And you just, baseball, you know, went from being, you know, the utmost importance in a ball that just didn't get played. The Cubs are going to go, they were ahead and now they're going down by a run. And all of a sudden it just didn't matter. You know, I mean, you're like, who cares? There's a guy sitting, you know, that's in major duress. He's just laying on the field and you're like, we got to help him. That's the whole idea is, you know, there's a person in real trouble. And, you know, it was scary because he didn't move at all. He was unconscious the whole time from what I've heard now from some of the Cubs training staff, from Neil. And we were just the whole ballpark. It went from cheering extremely loud for the Pirates fans to dead silence. And, you know, I think just being a person that cares about people, you know, all of us would have done the same thing, David. It's scary. It's still scary. You know, we had a chance to talk about it a little bit yesterday in the booth, even not on the air. And, you know, you just hope that the poor young guy is okay.
Yeah, well said. You know, it was just watching it. It was such a shocking thing. And, you know, the game stops and everybody is on one knee kind of, you know, gathering themselves. And you're thinking, are they going to complete this game? Could this game be, you know, because the morning game and the next day, I just didn't know what was going to happen.
I don't think any of us did.
Yeah.
Like, you're totally enthralled into a ball game, right? And you know how we all get fiery and you're all into the game to who cares?
Yeah.
In a snap of a finger. And, you know, I'll say this, the Pirates, people did a tremendous job getting to him right away. They had the ambulance out there or the emergency people out there working on him right away. They did the very best they could do. It was scary because then you saw what I would assume to be his friend come,
right,
you know,
onto the field.
Onto the field, and they stopped him, and I thought, that's not good, you know. And it was just a scary situation, and you just felt really, you know, baseball didn't matter.
Well, you did a tremendous job describing it for your audience. You and Pat both reacted in real time as well as you did. And Coombe, same idea a couple nights earlier, back to baseball. When Shota Imanaga left the game, there was widespread panic around Cub fans. It was like, okay, oh my gosh, is it his arm? It is his elbow. What's going on? And you reference what he had done the previous inning and pounding his quad, so you speculated correctly, I should add, that it was a cramp. And when it's a cramp, you don't worry as much.
Right.
What's the level of concern now with Shota and his cramp?
He's gonna. As last that we've heard, he's pitching here in this Milwaukee series, so he's okay. I saw him on the plane last night. He was bouncing up and down and walking up and down the plane. He was doing just fine. He went out yesterday morning and did his stuff on the field, so he seems to be just fine. You know, I know, you know, my partner, he makes reference all the time of actually saying, I don't want to speculate on the injury, you know, and he says that regularly. And I agree with that for the most part. I just had seen something in the fifth and I said something about it. I said, he's punching his right, left quad. And I said it in the fifth, and then I knew that to me is you're having muscle tightness or a cramp. I've had that. We've all had, you know, when you're playing sport, you have that. And sometimes you put a little pressure on it and release it, and it goes away. And, you know, he's pitching lights out. I knew it wasn't his arm. And so, you know, I just made reference to it is all. I think part of being a hitter and a baseball player is you really try to pay close attention to what's going on, you know, on the field. And I'm always focused on the pitcher being the hitter. So, you know, I just try to do my job, I guess. And, you know, I'm very glad that it showed us okay.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ron Coomer on The Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of early pay. More at huntington.com/yourmoney. Ron, you know, obviously we know you were a great player. We didn't know that you played the impossible position. But apparently, third base is the position that is the boogeyman spot.
Or that you were the most qualified third baseman on the team flight to Milwaukee.
Yeah, exactly. They went through seven different players a year ago, and none of whom are on the roster. And they've already gone through six, if you count, having Nicky Lopez there yesterday. I'm just curious, we talked to Tommy Burch down in Iowa about what's going on with Matt Shaw. Are we waiting for Matt Shaw? Do they need to go get someone else? Should they start moving guys around? David wants the first baseman playing third base and the shortstop moving to the – you got all sorts of ideas. What do you do? How do you fill this spot? How do you get it well?
I would say as of right now, you're hoping that Shaw figures out the swing and that starts working. You know, in the Cubs' defense, you know, you can say, well, how are they not prepared for this? Well, when you have your top prospect playing a position for a couple of years in the minor leagues coming through and you're expecting this to be his year maybe, you know, you're not, you know, it's not first on the priority list for Jed and Carter, you know, and that's, it shouldn't be. You've got that guy already. So, you know, to say that they should have been prepared. Well, they kind of were. They tried Workman. The only negative to Workman that I saw was he didn't play. You know, he's a young kid out of AA, and he didn't get to play much at all in the big leagues when he came up. So you can't expect much from him, and he didn't give the Cubs much. He had a great spring. You know, and right now I think you're going to piecemeal this with Nicky and Birdie and probably those two, and then that's what you're going to do for a while and see what happens. It could be the position on the field that the Cubs look to add something. If nobody can come up and do, you know, be the everyday third baseman, come the trade deadline, if the Cubs are still in first place, you know, that might be one of the positions you look to fill. So, I understand exactly where the Cubs are at. You were hoping that you got this position covered, and it didn't work out here in the early going. But it's one of those things. Nicky Lopez hit the ball right on the button twice yesterday. So if he hits, you know, we know he can catch the ball. He's going to get some chances over there, and it's good to see a local guy from Naperville getting a chance here with the Cubs.
So, Coom, you're Ben Brown, and last time out, you heard your manager say afterward, we need better, frankly. And you're a young pitcher who struggles with command on occasion, but when you have it, he's lethal. What is the mindset of Ben Brown tonight, and how much pressure is on him to come through?
Well, the way I saw that, you know, that was probably a comment from Counts. I was not there when he made the comment, so I'm not 100% sure how he meant that. But, you know, the game itself, David, it was one of those games where he was cruising along, pitching well, and then lost command and then got himself in trouble. And it was a very good day to pitch that day, right? So that's the other factor that enters in is, you know, you're pitching in Wrigley and it's a great day to pitch. Come on, we need you to pitch and go a little deeper. So I think for Ben Brown, he's going to be just fine. You know, maybe that's just a little bit of a, I don't even know if it's a wake up call because you're pitching and you know, you're a young guy and you're just trying to do your very best, but there's a focus maybe that, you know, can come about from that of saying, I'm not going to be walking, guys. I'm not going to be getting behind after having a few good innings. I'm just going to keep pounding the strike zone, and we're just going to go with that. That's what my manager wants. That's what I'm doing. Some young guys, they just don't know what they have yet. And, you know, Ben Brown might fall into that category. He's a really talented young guy and a really good young guy, and he's pitching in the big leagues, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't know quite what you got. So maybe we're going to see the best of Ben Brown, and he'll be on the attack a little more against this Milwaukee club.
I got two things I want to talk to you about with Seiya. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a strong man with a beautiful swing.
Yes, he is.
That's what Craig Counsell said yesterday, and I'm not arguing it. He's got this strength to him. It's like he's really put together, and he's hitting the hell out of the ball after moving to a different position. No one wants to say that going to DH is a different position, but when you talk to players, they talk about the mental battle. So there is that, and it's not a battle at all for the guy. It's amazing how easily he's done it. I also wonder, you know, he had a blast yesterday. He looked like he was having like pure joy. The smile on his face, the way that he was, the way he was behaving with his teammates. And then you get to this like morose post game interview. Like, I just like, why can't I see more personality out of that guy? I think that, you know, it's dripping off of Shota. It would be better for Seiya if you somehow could connect with him, because he seems like he's really having a blast. But those are my two things, the personality, but also like, how do you become a DH with absolutely no problem whatsoever? I'm just going to hit now.
Yeah. I'm not sure. DHing is not an easy position, and usually it's for a veteran guy. Now, he's played a lot of baseball. He's played a lot in Japan. He's played, you know, a few years here now. So he's, you know, pretty comfortable in the baseball setting. Maybe taking that pressure off him playing right field after he had some struggles has really freed up his mind and lets him, you know, just compete as a hitter right now, and that's worked for him. And obviously it is. He's swinging the bat better now than he has in any time of his big league career. So that's been very good. The other thing, too, he's using the other side of the field. He's hit some opposite field home runs and got some hits the other way and back through the middle. Very good. He did a thing this winter, too, where he made a little adjustment in his swing. That's one thing. But he really committed himself in the gym. Lifting, and he is a much stronger guy too. And that's, he was always a strong guy, but you know, he's gained some weight, good weight, you know, and strength, and it's really paying off for him. But he gets a little stoic with the interviews, and I don't know if what the reason for that is. I know what you're saying, because it was on our monitors. Pat and I were signing off yesterday, and yesterday's ball game, in game, when they went to him after second home run, that smile is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe a couple more of the really good days and get him in Wrigley Field will we'll see that guy on an interview one time. But as long as he keeps hitting, he can do whatever he wants in post-game interviews. I don't care.
We got about a minute left, Coom. When you look at Dansby Swanson, moving to eighth has really made an impact. I don't know. Was it just relieving the pressure that maybe he was feeling? Why is he suddenly on a hot streak?
Well, he's covering the ball away. I mean, it's just, I don't care where you hit in the lineup. The opposing teams have been able to pitch him a certain way, and he hasn't been able to answer, have an answer for what they were doing. And then when you start overcompensating, then you create other holes in your swing, in your zone, you know, hitting zone. So he's covering the ball the way he's hit some balls a long way. He's hit some home runs the other way. He's got some hits, just base hits. And if he can start covering that outer half and making the emphasis of his approach going back to the middle of the diamond, you know, I know he felt like he was doing that, but when you sit behind home plate, you could see he's coming off the ball some. And when you do that, you're just, you know, opposing teams see that. They're pounding him away and getting him out, you know, and then elevating on him. And he's covering the outer part of the plate. I'm really happy for him because there's nothing worse than being one of your top players on a team and you're struggling hitting and the rest of the guys are doing their job. And it's just a grind, you know, and sometimes maybe just the same thing, David, you know, that wake up of I got moved out of the five hole and now I'm hitting seventh or eighth, you know, wakes you up and you're like, man, I got to get going here. And that's just something maybe that happened to him, you know, and looking in the mirror, that very well could be.
Great stuff, Coom. Really appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Coom.
Boys, you guys have a great weekend. It should be a fun weekend in Milwaukee. It always is. Their fans will be hooting and hollering. So it should be a good weekend in Milwaukee. Take care, boys.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.